And our guest this morning is Tammy Schneider, director of the Concordant Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Tammy. How are you today?
Hi, JC.
Thanks for coming in to chat with us about a few different events we're going to get through here. First, we're going to start with the business after hours. What is business after hours?
Well, traditionally, business after hours have been just a great little casual let your hair down sort of an event held at local chamber members places to maybe connect with some new customers, reconnect with some people that you don't get a chance to see. It's really a sort of a networking connection and doing it all in a very relaxed setting.
All right. And if people are looking maybe to be a part of that, how would they do that?
Well, what we've done is this is the first time since before COVID started. We have booked the King's Pearl Pub and Eatery in Tiverton on Wednesday, September 27th. It's from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And really, it's an open door. If you've been out to the Pearl before, it's just such a welcoming, fun, relaxed place. We're inviting people, business owners, whether they're chamber members or not, to come in between that 4:30 and 6:30 window, visit, get to know some of your business neighbors, perhaps meet some people that face similar challenges that you do as a business owner, and learn about best practices, or just relax and have a few laughs. It's really what you want to make of it.
And with Business After Five, Tammy, obviously doing any event, you need support and sponsors. And who's on board to help us with this one?
We're really lucky, JC, that we've partnered with Bruce County Economic Development. They're going to bring in some of their information and talk to people who would be interested in learning about their programs. They have some great ones for new entrepreneurs, for people that are looking at making upgrades to their facades or working on marketing materials and partnerships. They're great people to talk to. So we're very excited to work with them for the first time.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that event. It's coming up next Wednesday in Tiverton. Of course, we're going to post details on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Also looking forward to the Community Achievement Awards. We're going to hand out some awards at a black and white gala on Saturday, October 14th at the Ainsdale Golf Course. All the nominations are in. Is that correct? That's all taken care of.
We had such a great response to this, JC. We had over 170 nominations in 15 different categories. Actually, I believe Shoreline Radio is our Business of the Year sponsor. So,
All right. So
you will be there as well presenting an award. Top three nominees in each category were chosen, and all of their questionnaires have gone out to judges right now. So we're anticipating who is going to be the winner in each category. It's very exciting.
Of course, you can see the categories. You can go to the concordantchamber.com or to the Facebook page as well. For the event itself, if people are wanting to attend, get all gussied up for a nice night out, are there still opportunities to buy tickets to this event?
We are just about sold out at this point. I have about 10 tickets left. So if you would like to go, get in touch with me as soon as you can, director at concordantchamber.com, and I'll see what I can do to fit you into one of our tables.
All right. Perfect. And I think that event as well, for those that can't attend but do want to see how it all turns out, I believe it's going to be covered by Rogers TV. So there will be an opportunity for you there. Plus, we're going to, of course, talk about all the winners once they are announced after the event on Saturday, October 14th. I know that we're really looking ahead now, but it's never too early to start thinking about a parade, especially when the big man is in town, Santa.
You know, we just seem to be rolling towards the end of September, and we've already had inquiries from people who want to participate in the parade. So I thought, oh, better get the show in gear and start getting out those application forms. December the 2nd at 4 p.m., and we're going to follow the same route that we did last year, starting at Connaught Park, coming up Broadway, and then down Queen Street to Victoria Park. We had over 50 floats last year, just representing every business and group and nonprofit organization imaginable. So much fun, so cold, and we still had an awesome turnout. So looking forward to it again this year.
And it's free for businesses to participate if they want to. They do have to fill out the application form, which you're going to have available online. Of course, businesses are always encouraged. You have to decorate. You can't just drive your car through, right? Do that lazy thing that some radio stations I've worked at before may have done.
You know what? It's the spirit of the season. And if there's anything that is more wonderful than a parade before Christmas, it's a parade before Christmas in a small town, because everybody comes out, everybody's, you know, got their Christmas gear on, and they love driving down that street and waving at people they know, and throw a few lights on the truck and put some signs up and wave back, and you'll just get everybody right in the spirit. The only thing we ask is that people don't throw candy from their floats. It's dangerous. Kids will run in, you know, right in front of a vehicle without even thinking in order to grab a little candy cane. So if you want to hand out candy, that's great. Walk along the side of the parade and put it right into their hands. But other than that, we're happy to have you.
Perfect. Is there anything else, Tammy, that we need to know about anything going on at the Concurrent Chamber of Commerce these days?
Oh, JC, I think my plate is full right now. What I will put out there is that if people would like to become members or want more information about becoming a chamber member, they can reach out to me at director@kincardinechamber.com. I'll be happy to chat or send over some information, and we can see how we can bring you into the fold. We're a growing, exciting group.
And we're going to put a copy of this interview on our website, along with links to everything we've chatted about at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Tammy Schneider from the Concordant Chamber of Commerce, thanks so much for coming in today to chat with us.
Thanks for having me, JC.